She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Here on Naturally Savvy, we've talked about fixing your hair and your skin and your overall health with food, but we haven't talked about fixing your mood with food. So thank goodness we've got Heather Lounsbury on the show. She's an acupuncturist and the author of the fantastic book, Fix Your Mood with Food. Hello there, Heather.
Hello. Thanks for having me on today.
It's great to have you on. It's so interesting. I learned a lot about Chinese medicine and looking at how we can use food to really make us feel better in so many ways. Why don't you talk to us a little bit about what you discovered, the Chinese secrets? I love this. In part one, ancient Chinese secrets revealed.
Well, the secrets are actually not so secret, but to most Westerners, they're pretty foreign and to some new and confusing. So I just break down in the first part of my book, I simplify what qi and yin and yang are, and then the basic theories behind the fact that in Chinese medicine, every emotion has a physical manifestation or several physical manifestations. And sometimes you might not even realize that you haven't dealt with your past, whether it's yesterday or 20 years ago, but you'll have physical manifestations of that occurrence.
That is so true. That makes so much sense. So how would we go about realizing that? And what are some of the things that you said that correspond with what you were just talking about in terms of the emotions and how to know what's going on with you?
Well, a big example would be anxiety. A lot of people are dealing with anxiety and panic attacks these days. So how that can, anxiety and fear can manifest physically before it gets to the point of a panic attack would be low back pain and knee pain, also insomnia, high-pitched ringing in the ears, and menopause.
So you're saying that if somebody has these, I guess, symptoms that prior to anxiety coming out, it could be manifesting physically that way. I guess I just want to understand exactly what you're talking about.
Yes. So sorry, I should have made it clear. So if you haven't dealt with, let's say you had some scary situations as a child that you never really had a chance to process, which most of us don't, you'll first most likely have the physical manifestations that I mentioned, and then if you still ignore them, then it can lead to more severe anxiety and panic attacks.
Got it. Okay. That's interesting. So do you help people with acupuncture to help them deal with these issues? I guess tell us a little bit about what you do. Sounds fascinating.
Well, I'm an acupuncturist, herbalist, and nutritionist. Some of my patients come just for acupuncture. Some come for all the things that I do. And I treat pretty much any illness you can think of, whether it's physical or emotion. I can either reduce symptoms or get you completely 100% better. I help patients get off of medications. And I always do give some nutrition advice. Some people are less open to that than others, but the ones that do always see even more dramatic results than just getting acupuncture from me, because if you're not eating the right foods, you're going to only be able to heal so much, because proper nutrition is key to a healthy body and mind.
So what are some of the foods that you use to fix your mood? For example, I'm looking at your book. You have in part two, Emotional Rescue with Food. I like chapter 7, Angry Much. you have Don't Worry, Be Happy, Heavy Metal, Grief and Sadness. So I think it makes a lot of difference.
Oh, it makes a huge difference. So with anger, there's several foods that are easy to find in any grocery store, no matter where you live in the U.S. So I tried to make it as simple and easy to follow as possible. So if you're dealing with anger issues, which could manifest as headaches, PMS, and muscle tightness, and a whole host of other things. And then in severe cases, it can contribute to Alzheimer's, MS, and Parkinson's. So those, and I go into quite a bit of detail in the book, of course. And some of the foods you can eat for that are beets, turnips, cabbage, broccoli, quinoa, asparagus, and pine nuts, just to give a few examples.
So these are all foods that support the liver.
They all support the liver, which is connected to anger and all the symptoms that I just listed. Yes.
You know, it's funny when anybody, I guess for those of you listening, if any of you have ever tried a detox and you've ever tried a liver detox, you'd probably notice lots of feelings of anger that come up. So that's why I'm very familiar with the liver foods and detoxing my liver. So that's great. That's really interesting. Thank you for sharing that.
Sure, of course. So, yes, you can definitely expect some what's called more of a healing crisis. So you might have an aggravation of symptoms before you feel 100%. Go ahead.
Now, Heather, so many of us deal with stress. So talk to us about foods that help with that.
Well, stress falls under the same category as anger in Chinese medicine. So stress, depending on the type of stress, but general day-to-day stress, like stress at work, stress with money, overwhelmed by, taking care of kids, they all fall under the same category as anger. So I can give a couple more examples. Cucumber, kelp, parsley, and the big one that everyone is really into these days, kale.
Mm-hmm. So nutritious.
Mm-hmm. And kale is also
high. I knew you were going to say kale. Sorry, when you said that everybody's so into, right, Andrea, were you thinking kale too?
Yeah, no, kale is really good for us. I guess, so Heather, tell me a little bit, we have about 2 minutes left. I'm just curious in terms of, again, back to your acupuncture a little bit. I mean, I'm a huge acupuncture fan and I love acupuncture for so many different things. In terms of helping people, when you said you help people heal from all different things, tell us, for those who aren't familiar with acupuncture, what it does and how it works.
Well, simply put, it helps remove, acupuncture helps remove any energetic blockage in the body, because the theory is whenever there's any discomfort, whether it's physical or emotional, your body's energy, and it's also called qi, a lot of people have heard that word but might not know what it is, it means your qi isn't flowing properly. So acupuncture needles help stimulate qi flow. And when it comes to pain, it helps with reducing inflammation. So when someone comes into me for, say, low back pain, I might put some needles where it hurts, and that helps reduce inflammation, because whenever you're in physical pain, there's always inflammation involved.
Hmm. Every time I go to the chiropractor, he actually incorporates it with acupuncture, so I am a big fan. And then he also, I guess, are you a fan of those little acupuncture, the stickers that you put on, I guess, to stimulate it after you have the treatment as well?
Yes, I use those in the ear. They're called ear seeds. And I don't do them on the rest of the body because they usually don't stay on as long, but the ear is just as effective. And the theory is that every part of the body is represented in the ear.
Very interesting. All right, I have one last question before we go. We have about 15 seconds. A friend of mine is suffering from a lot of muscle pain. She has Lyme disease, and she's got a lot of muscle pain. And she was asking me just this morning if I knew of someone who does acupuncture. She's based in the New York area. So do you recommend her going just to a regular acupuncturist, or somebody should be licensed specifically? We have about 20 seconds.
I would say go by a referral. So have her ask friends, neighbors, coworkers who they go to and who they recommend, and try them out.
Okay. Perfect. Yes. All right. Well, thanks for being on our show today, Heather.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. You can find out more about Heather at livenaturallivewell.com or follow her on Twitter at Doc Heather. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.